first
the words
reading
of my mouth,
is from Matthew 25, verses 31 to 45.
The actions of our lives be acceptable in your sight.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates
the
sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, and feed you, or thirsty, and give you drink?
But the place that keeps coming
and when
back
did we see you a stranger,
and
welcome you, or naked,
the place that keeps
and clothing?
Back to me from that time
and when did we see you sick, or in prison, and visit you?"
Church, first
and the king will
church,
answer them,
"Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Truly, I say to you,
and,
as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers,
although my
you
friend
did it
Andy
to me."
Seabeck is the minister at Green Timbers Covenant.
Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and for his angels.
Contemplating
for I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison,
to turn things around,
and did not minister to you?"
They'd let it go. They trust.
Then he will answer them, saying,
"That's the way it was supposed to be.
Truly, I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me."
And they hired a guy named Dan Collison.
And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
Well, it was a bang. And actually, it's still a bang. They have experienced
our second reading is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1
Thanks
to 6.
Thanks be to God. And although they have no
early Christians also imagined a final day, a day when not only their actions, but all of life would come home to God. This hope has immense power in our life of faith.
Open their doors to their neighborhood. To the people that are living right next
Then
door.
I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more.
And,
I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
The church sure doesn't look
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said,
He leads the music part.
"Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down,
Interesting.
For these words are trustworthy
At First Covenant, they don't talk
and
about
true.
Church membership.
And he said
they
to me,
have church membership.
"It is done. I am
you
the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water
like
of life without payment.
And things
Hear what the
you,
Spirit
and then,
is saying
at
to
a
the church.
Point, you decide
and
whether or not you're going to be a part of this covenant." So they have covenant partners. That was a really cool idea. Because, in a sense, that's what we have here. It's a covenant. covenant, we say to God, we will embrace our community with the love of Christ, and God says to us, and I will be with you. And so here we have a covenant that, and we're called to be partners in that covenant. Not so much members of an institution, but partners in a promise. For the last 5 weeks, we've been talking about God the artist and we the medium of God's handiwork, and the covenant, the promise that all is based on. I was thinking this week, so it'd be really interesting to hear how that's going, how that is experienced in people's lives. So I've asked a couple of people to come and say a few words about kind of the difference that it makes to them to be a part of this covenant community. And Chad, would you like to start us off?
A few words. 6 pages? No. Wendy asked me to talk to you guys. First thought was like pretty simple, because this place is an amazing place. A lot of good here. So then things happen, and you know, rough week, and it makes you think about things. But things happen for a reason. This morning, got a flat tire on the way to church. Things happen for a reason, so I always keep my head up as much as I can when things happen, because he's got a plan for us. So just always keep that in my back of my mind whenever in a situation I face, things happen for a reason. So when I think of Northwood, I think of friendships, family, and love. I have been involved in many areas here at Northwood, and during those times, those things come to my mind. I've made powerful friendships, found a family, and I feel blessed for that. Ever since the first time I've come to Northwood, I felt welcomed and at home. From the choir, welcome me to sing with the words of our Lord, to the youth ministry, working with and building strong connections with my children, and you, as a congregation, embracing us with your love, welcoming us. Even my little Claire Bear, as she would walk around, up to see me when I was up in choir, back down the ramp, down through the aisles. Northwood, you are my family, my home, and I thank you. Northwood has brought me strength, has brought me joy, has brought me happiness, and yes, sadness. For my strength, it was not for Will, for my study group, and many of you, I would not be where I am here today. For the joy and happiness, I get that from being involved in all the many different events and areas we have here at Northwood, and the people it has brought into my life. I am blessed. For the sadness, with building those friendships and having a family, there will be times that you lose ones close to you. I've lost ones that were part of that joy and happiness in my life, and they will be missed and will always be in my thoughts and prayers. Being involved at Northwood has helped open my eyes in many ways. Have me always ask myself, am I doing enough? Yesterday, outside feeding the homeless, an uplifting feeling that you are making a difference in people's lives. But then you see a young man, late teens, early 20s, can't speak, it's hard to communicate, he's hungry and cold, and yes, he's homeless. After giving them hot meal, something to help stay warm. Things to live. He just stands there, looking around as if he's lost. Am I doing enough? A few years ago, I was seeking to build a relationship with God. During that time, I was challenged to find a church that week. Sure, that's an easy one, right? Let's go out and find a church to build a family with. With it being a Saturday, and not knowing what church to go to yet, my daughter hands me the phone, and Gwen's on the other line. And Carmen and Brandon had set up a sleepover at my place without even talking to me and Gwen. So I said, sure, no problem. Then I remember that Brianna goes to church on Sunday. So I told Gwen I'll just bring my kiddos along to church and drop Brianna off. I was seeking God, and that was his direction for me. Northwood. I see God's work all over here at Northwood. From the thrift shop and what it does for people, the food programs we have that brings help to many people and let them know God cares. To all the programs and groups that do so much for our community. Our mission, embrace our community with the love of Christ. Northwood, there's no question, no doubt that you fulfill our mission. Just remember, with the love of Christ, you can do so much for so many. God works through each one of us, even as simple as a phone call. May the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, and the actions of our lives be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and redeemer.
Amen.
Thanks, Chad. Somebody that comes here every Sunday, but it's just finishing work at 10:30 and slides right in here as quick as she can. Dawn Cox, and Dawn has said she'd be willing to say a few words as well.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dawn Cox, for those of you that don't know me, and I think I've been a member of Northwood United for, I think, about 2 years now. And I was introduced to Northwood United by Sandra Davis, who most of you know. And it's made a big difference in my life. I, at one stage, went through quite a personal trauma, and Sandra invited me to come to Northwood. And I came to Northwood, and it's become my church family now. And I think it has really helped me along my journey of worship. Being a member has helped with my personal trauma, and also being involved in the activities that go on within the church is really amazing. I think Northwood is a very warm and friendly church. It's a comfortable place to come and worship. And when you walk in, there's always somebody always smiles at you. Somebody always comes up and says hello, welcome. And for those people that that this is your first time visiting, somebody will always come up and say hello. Somebody will always come and say welcome. It's a great place to worship, which I've already said. And if you need help at any time with something that's going on or need help with something else, there's always somebody at Northwood that will help you. So, and just very quickly, I'd like to say a big thank you to Sandra for introducing me to Northwood. And also thank you to Northwood for welcoming me into the church family. It's done a tremendous amount for me, and it keeps keeping me strong, as I know each and every one of you. But just having this church family where you're able to come and feel comfortable is just amazing. So thank you.
next on. Finally, I invite Tammy to come forward and say a few words. It means that I get some Elijah time.
So you go dance for everybody.
I'm a little shorter than everybody else. Before I came to Northwood, it was dark for me. My life was not God at all. It was, my parents were both addicts. One was an alcoholic, one was a drug addict, and I was sold at 13 years old in exchange as a drug debt, and that's where my horror began. I don't want to get into what kind of things happened. You can see the scars to know, but it was hard for me to want to go on lots. And then after my abuser died, I slowly started to start feeling things again, and I ended up getting pregnant with Joshua, and I was scared. I was scared crapless to bring a kid into the kind of world that I knew.